Hello, I'm going to talk today about using barcodes to link the physical and digital worlds, and specifically to link printed paper documents with the internet. The kind of barcodes I'm talking about are what are called QR codes. QR stands for quick response, but nobody actually calls it that. They just call them QR codes. And you may have seen these things around on the sides of some products. They're a square code, and they have made up of lots of little sort of dots and bars. And they're not like the conventional barcode, which is just a series of lines. It's much more a sort of pixelated type thing. And these things are becoming increasingly popular because lots of people have got mobile phones with cameras on the back, and you can scan these barcodes with the camera on your phone, and it will then typically jump to a web page, because encoded in the barcode is a web address. So if you've got a phone that can get you on the internet and has got a camera and so on, like an iPhone, which you most probably have if you're listening to this, then you can do that, and it's very quick and easy to do. A couple of things happened today which illustrate how these could be useful. One was my partner's a university student, and she was at university today, and on the wall of her department there was a poster about a series of optional lectures, and she wanted to ask my opinion about whether it might be worth going to one of them. So what she did was she used her phone to photograph the poster and then send me an email with the photograph as an attachment and said, well, you know, what do you think? But the problem with that was that the photograph wasn't very good. It was taken in quite low light, and this in fact was done on an iPhone camera, which doesn't have a flash and so on. So it was actually quite hard to read the resulting photograph and read the actual text on the poster in the photograph. Also, somebody asked me, they've just bought a new camera, and they said, oh, you know, what does this button on the back do? Now, that information exists, but it exists in the manual for the product. And where's the manual for the product? It's on a CD at their home as a PDF file, and isn't actually necessarily accessible or easily accessible to them there and then. So they end up asking me. What you can do with barcodes in both these situations is you can use it to make a link between the physical object or the physical poster and the relevant information on the web. So in the case of the poster about the lectures, if that poster had a barcode on the bottom, then what my partner would have been able to do would be to scan the barcode. That would jump to a web page about the lectures, or it might actually be a PDF of the poster itself. And then she could have just sent me the link to that, and I could have been able to read it very easily, and if necessary, and if I had a requirement to do so, I could have printed off my own poster. Likewise, the manual for the camera that my friend was having trouble with, if you had a barcode printed on the bottom or on the back of the camera, and that was a link to a web page which contained the manual, hopefully a mobile-friendly version of the manual, then you're linking the physical object and the information about that physical object together, so that they're never really separate, as long as, of course, you've got a suitable phone and an internet connection to go and look them up. The world is full of these kinds of opportunities, really. I believe that every printed document, certainly, which in 99% of cases nowadays has been generated on a computer and then people print it off and they, you know, distribute physical copies. But there are many, many times when, in actual fact, we want to have a digital copy as well as a physical copy, so we can read it or share it with other people easily. So I think every printed document should have a barcode on the bottom. If you're going to distribute a physical printed document, you should first upload it to the web. Then it has an address, encode that address in a barcode, and actually print out the barcode on the document before you distribute it. The software for doing this kind of thing is very easily available. You can look up online for a QR code generator, and there are numerous things that you can do to use this. Very soon, people who have mobile phones with a camera that can scan barcodes and an internet connection are going to be very much in the majority of people with mobile phones. It's still relatively a minor thing at the moment, but this is definitely a technology over the next year to 5 years, really. I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of. So a barcode, frankly, on every printed document and on many other products as well would be very useful.